Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Thursday, April 2nd, 2020, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We're in the chapter Working with Others. We're on page 101 and we're taking apart paragraph 1 today, and it begins like this. We meet these conditions every day, and then ends with the alcohol problem. So that single paragraph, we want to get ready for that. Today's readers are Mary B. for the 12 steps, Karen W. for the 12 traditions, and then reading the text in support today is Maria F., Dion R., Mo H. Greeting today, getting sponsor contact is Penny C., and then the announcements today, listen up for those awesome announcements. Good details is Robin P. Thank you all for the service today. The share ID numbers for yesterday's meeting, which would be Wednesday, April 1st, 2020, the 10 a.m. meeting, is 14354, 14,354. And today's meeting, we had one already today at 7 o'clock a.m. We've got a number for you for that one, too, and that's 14359, 14,359. That would be for Thursday, April 2nd, 2020. Our OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OASIF tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Mary B. to please read the 12 steps of OA.
Can you hear me, Mel?
Loud and clear.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Mary B., a grateful recovered compulsive reader of Phoenix, Arizona. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to other compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mary B. I will now ask Karen W. to please read the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Hi, good morning. This is Karen W., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. The 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose. to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen W. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by send pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. And take note, this is a star 1 key function only for your phone to keep the line quiet for recording. Thanks so much for that consideration. Today we resume our study in the Big Book. We're in the chapter Working with Others. We're on page 101. Going to take apart paragraph 1 today, which begins with, we meet these conditions every day, and ends with the alcohol problem. Hesitated there for a moment. I would like to open up this particular discussion this morning by inviting Maria F. to read that paragraph and then share for 3 minutes on her experience with the directions in that particular paragraph, and then we'll move on to others sharing as well. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Melanie. My name is Maria F., and I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater from County Dublin in Ireland. We meet these conditions.
Maria.
Every day.
Maria.
Alcoholic.
Maria. Maria. Any chance that you can adjust your volume? We're not hearing very well.
Can you hear me, Melanie?
That's a little bit better. That's a little bit better.
Oh, good.
Yeah, thank you so much for the consideration.
Good morning.
If you happen to be on speaker, perhaps.
Good morning. My name is Maria.
Adjust that.
Very great. No, I'm not actually. I'm just on earphones.
Okay. Okay.
Can you hear me better now?
It is better. Thank you. Thank you for readjusting. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Maria F. and I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater from County Dublin in Ireland. We meet these conditions every day. An alcoholic who cannot meet them still has an alcoholic mind. There is something the matter with the spiritual status. His only chance for sobriety would be some place like the Greenland ice cap, and even there, an Eskimo might turn up with a bottle of scotch and ruin everything. Ask any woman who has sent her husband to distant places on the theory he would escape the alcohol problem. Gosh, yeah, and what this paragraph tells me is that if I cannot meet these conditions, and these are the conditions of everyday living, then I still have the mind of an alcoholic. Yeah, and this sentence reminds me of when I was in the food and when I was white-knuckling it by trying to avoid temptation and, yeah, thinking that I could control and manage the food if I could just find the right diet, or if I didn't have the binge foods in the house, that, yeah, maybe then I'd be okay. And says here. It says his chance for sobriety would be someplace like the Greenland ice cap, and even there, an Eskimo might turn up with a bottle of scotch. Yeah, and that's exactly what would happen. You know, if people turned up to the house with my alcoholic food, I'd tell myself that's it, the diet's over. You know, I'd have to eat it. I couldn't waste it, and I wouldn't be able to resist it. And the food would just be calling me. So the truth is that I wasn't even safe in my own home, because there's no safe place for me if I'm not spiritually fit. Yeah, and I'm reminded of the contrast between this paragraph and pages 84 and 85. We talk of the step 10 promises, and where it says on page 84, we will seldom be interested in liquor. We feel as though we've been placed in a position of neutrality, safe and protected. Yeah, and by the grace of God that I have neutrality around the food today. I live with four adults who are not compulsive overeaters, and I can buy the food for them. I can cook the food. I can serve it. The food doesn't call me. I'm not trying to white knuckle it today. And I've absolutely no interest in it. It's not my food. And, you know, to me, that's nothing short of a miracle. Yeah, and God is definitely doing for me what I cannot do for myself. And I don't take my recovery for granted at all. Yeah, it's my number one priority. Yeah, and I take the action every day by just immersing myself in these 12 steps and living this program like my hair is on fire, and just asking God every morning, getting on my knees to think, God, how can I help others? How can I be of service? You know, what do you want me to do today? And then just waiting for God's direction. And how I become safe and protected is by being immersed in the steps, by being in this program of recovery. And I can't stay clean today on yesterday's shower. You know, I have to practice this program every single day. And by gosh, it's worth it. And it works. These steps work. You know, I want to sing it from the rooftops. They absolutely work. Yeah. And came across Vision for You in 2016, and an absolute blessing. And yeah, I have accountability in my step 11 every night. I send my step 11 to my sponsees, my sponsor. So yeah, I'm just, you know, taking that spiritual temperature during the day and just seeing where I'm at, and yeah, connecting in with my higher power and looking for direction. So yeah, thank you for letting me share. And with that, I'll pass.
I'm Judy. I'm from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Thank you so much, Maria F. Appreciate that opening. Now we can open it up for other folks to comment on the paragraph. If you'd give me your first name and the first initial of your last name, I can take a lineup.
Judy
Stacy
L.
J.
Judy, J. What was the first initial of your last name?
Judy L.
Judy L. Nice to meet you. Okay, and now here's Stacy J.
Yes, thank you.
Who else would like to comment on paragraph 1, page 101?
Des M.
Des M, hi. Shlomit Hana, hi.
Carla N.
Carla N.
Bruce.
Let's take
E.
one more. Hi, Bruce, we got you. Okay, that's a good lineup. We have Judy L., Stacy J., Des M., Shlomit Hana B., might want to adjust your mic, madam, Carla N., and Bruce E. Good morning, Judy. It's your 3 minutes, starting now.
Thank you for taking me. I live in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and here toilet paper is like gold. But anyway, I want to talk about this paragraph. I only went to one meeting for Vision for You, and I've had so many calls. I'm grateful for all the calls. And I want to say that through this time of the COVID-19, I have been scrupulously abstinent, because I can go to the store, a Kroger next door to where I live, and I insist that they get me gluten-free food that I can eat. Well, I know the people there, so I ask them to. I don't insist it. And I've been calling people in my OA group and other 12-step programs. I've been helping others by just doing for them what they need. And my spiritual status, I can't go to sleep at night unless I'm with God, and have to be totally honest with my feelings. If I'm lonely, I have to feel my feelings, and that's what gets me to sleep, and that's what keeps me abstinent. And I had someone for dinner yesterday who helped me restore a doorbell that had been broken, and we both ate such an abstinent meal together, and I'm just so grateful for OA. I've been in for many, many years, but I'm so abstinent now. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy L. Stacy J., your 3 minutes start now, and then Des M. will come in after you.
Thanks so much for your service. This is Stacy J., food addict and compulsive overeater recovered in Toronto, Canada. When I read this, I mean, certainly so many people, we're all going through pretty unusual conditions, and this would be, if the mental twist was still active in my mind, if I were not working the steps, then my disease would speak to me and say, you know what, times are hard. You can't get exactly the foods you want. There's a lot of uncertainty and financial insecurity happening. This, you know, food, like some of your alcoholic foods would make this so much better. And I would believe that. I would believe that lie if I were not continuously working the steps. That persuasive argument would that seductive argument would work. But that is not the case as long as I work the steps. And what I find is now as a recovered food addict, I have to do more service and continue to do regular 10th steps, do my 11th step at the end of the evening. You know, that 12th step being of service, those are the things that are keeping me abstinent and peaceful with, as an earlier share suggested, neutrality with food. You know, so working these steps, I'm able to meet these conditions every day. And I know if I were in the food now with the circumstances going on in life, then I would have two problems. And I would be sort of sliding quickly down a terrible hill into despair. So I just wouldn't have the emotional resilience that recovery gives me to handle these situations. So thank goodness, you know, I've been recovered 6.5 months, and what amazes me is how quickly I got into a recovered state. So for people out there who have the despair and the self-loathing they feel every morning waking up after binging like I did, it's not a long ride to get to a recovered state. And I encourage people to, you know, to get on board because it's so much better. Oh my gosh, so much better than what it is without it, alone and hating myself. That was a terrible place to be, and I'm so grateful not to be there now and to have peace with food and hope. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Stacy J. I'd like to open up now to Des M. She has her 3 minutes now, and then Shomit Hanna will follow her.
Hi, good morning, Mrs. Des. Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for your service, Team Thursday, and it's beautiful that we're a team, and I appreciate you guys just always showing up. My name is Des M, and I'm a compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California, and it was just a God shot for me. I was a few minutes late getting on, and I jumped on hearing Maria, my dear friend from Ireland, and it's just a beautiful thing that we have here. The word that's popping out to me is escape in this paragraph. So ask any woman who has sent her husband to distant places on the theory he would escape the alcohol problem. And man, that isn't the opposite of what we do in the steps. We go through them, you know, one at a time, and we can do them quickly. The last share resonated. You know, I get to share that I'm 13 days abstinent. You can get abstinent in a pandemic. With a little bit, I know my central nervous system and fear inventories have been a little bit more frequent than normal, but you can get abstinent. It is possible. So if anyone is struggling or in the food, or you know, just know that we can do this together. And you know, I tried forever to just escape in so many different ways. And like the main way that I just was trying to escape was obviously in the food, but that's just, you know, a symbol of my problem. I was trying to play God again. I was trying to control and enjoy my life. and not even control. I was trying to escape in the food, you know, and trying to just, you know, it was my feelings. My feeling of depression was up, and I wasn't willing to do a 10th step, and I wasn't willing to get still with God. I was going to myself for the solution, and I ended up in the food. So, you know, today I get to do the steps every day and turn it over. And my routine I've been listening on YouTube to pages 86 through 88 and then 417. So it just switched up a little bit, but just staying connected. And I'm really grateful to have this meeting to stay connected. And, you know, these conditions are just in our lives today. Like, it can be COVID-19 and isolation. And, you know, it's just no circumstances can be, like, God is everything. You know, on 163, 164, it, like, talks about, like, even if our fellows aren't with us, like, we still have a higher power. And I'm so grateful for that today. I hope that everyone has a really blessed Thursday. And thank you so much for being there, doing service, and allowing me to share on the line. Thank you.
Thank you, Des. That's Des M. Next up is Shlomit Hannah B. And then following Shlomit Hannah will be Carla. Carla N. Hi, Shlomit Hannah.
Hi. Thank you so much. And I was the last initial of my name is B, like boy.
Yeah, I got that. It may have just
okay,
bubbled
great.
It, but yeah, that's what I got. Thanks.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much to the moderator, to the timekeeper, and to everybody on this line. And I'm just so incredibly grateful for this meeting, for this fellowship. And the one word pops out at me in this paragraph, and that is the word escape. And there's a phrase, it may even be the name of a book, I think, called Wherever I Go, There I Am. And, you know, no matter how much I would want to escape from this disease, it's a part of me, and it will always be a part of me, whether I am working this program or I'm not working this program. And, you know, in Bill's story, you know, we see where he and his wife take off on a motorcycle to go across the country. And yeah, you know, it's for a job, but, you know, it's for prospecting. But really, it's also a geographic cure. It didn't work. He still ended up becoming an alcoholic. And, you know, I can think of all the times that I've tried to escape from my disease, whether it's literally moving from place to place or getting into other behaviors, getting into disease behaviors. And, you know, today I'm so incredibly grateful. I'm on step 6 and 7. And, you know, just, you know, even not being completely through the steps yet, just having that serenity to just be with myself. It's not always easy to do that, and certainly today, it with, you know, all the things that are happening in the world and all the sadness that's there, all the sadness and the fear, it's easy to get involved in that and try to escape. But the more I recover, the more I really feel that I really want to be with myself. I want to be with myself, with who I really am, and how can I be who I really am by really developing my relationship with my higher power? I was getting involved in some escape mechanisms, you know, staying up until all hours of the night. And I can't do that because I have 5 kids and now they are home. We're homeschooling. And I need to be on top of things. And thank you, God, for today. He's taken away that desire to escape.
Mm-hmm.
To get into all that other stuff and to keep myself focused on program, focused on my relationship with him. So that'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Shlomit Hannah B. Next up is Carla N. And following you will be Bruce E. And following that will be opening up the lines for more comments on paragraph 1, page 101. Hi, Carla.
Hi, good morning. This is Carla N., recovered in Santa Barbara, California. Boy, am I grateful for this program and this meeting and this paragraph, and especially in these times when we're many, many of us are at home and our schedules are off and routines are off, and having this consistent, steady meeting and you know, one another is so, so wonderful. So, you know, I'm aware lately that I've really been dabbling in steps 10, 11, and 12. I haven't been living in them. And I know that if I'm just dabbling in them, even if I am living in Greenland or on an iceberg or, you know, out in the middle of nowhere and someone comes with my compulsive foods, they speak to me. They speak to me in the house. They speak to me when I'm not really living them. And I'm aware, I'm so aware that the food speaks to me always. It's always in tandem with resentment, with fear, and when I'm not in service. Those are like, it's just, it's almost like having a kind of tingly, spidey sense. You know, it's a superpower. The food, when the food speaks to me, it means something else is up. It doesn't mean that that food is going to solve my problems, or that that food is especially good now suddenly. It's that something else is going on. And so I'm also aware that, you know, I've been treating God like a garnish. You know, God is an extra, but God is not an extra. If I'm living in recovery, God is not an extra. God is everything or God is nothing. And so I'm just, you know, I'm grateful to be able to speak this morning and just commit today to, you know, really aligning with God, and not in a kind of, you know, forcing my will sort of way, not in a like buckling down and doing it all right. It's about surrendering to my higher power's will, and then taking the action that I know supports my recovery and my, you know, being my best, most greatest contribution to the world. So I appreciate you taking my share, and with that, I pass.
Thank you so much. And that was Carla N. Now we'll go on for 3 minutes for Bruce E. Get ready then. We'll open up the lines for additional comments on page 101, paragraph 1. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. This is Bruce E., and thanks for the three, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate that I'm alive and well today. I'm recovered in Florida, and, you know, even though I'm recovered and this obsession, this compulsion is lifted for food after 25 years of chronic slipping, excuse me, I still, I'm thinking about this first sentence here, second sentence here. An alcoholic who cannot meet them still has an alcoholic mind. There is something the matter with his spiritual status. Well, I still have the alcoholic mind. Not as much on the food, but on other people, you know, because I was on a call earlier today, different call and everything. And, and somebody stomped on my, you know, self-esteem a little bit. And, somebody stomped on my perfectionism, and it upset me. They weren't reading from my script, and so I've still got this alcoholic mind. And but it does say that right in the same sentence of it saying the alcoholic mind, there is something the matter with his spiritual status. So okay, so if I still got this alcoholic mind, then that's because there's something wrong with my spiritual status. So that means I can correct it, right? Because I can turn to my higher power, write a 10th step, and I can see where my part is in the thing. And then I can share that with somebody, and then I can go on and have freedom, you know, even in the midst of all this difficulty and fear that's going on and everything. I don't have to get caught up in all this stuff. So this is neat. This is a great program. Ask any woman who has sent her husband to distant places on the theory he would escape the alcoholic problem. Well, my wife never sent me away someplace, but I remember reading in the not this wife anyway, first wife maybe. I remember reading somewhere in the big book here, where it talks about this woman that tried the geographic cure, you know. So she's going from like Mississippi to Alabama, and there's a big billboard saying this state don't work neither, something like that. I don't know if I got the right grammar, but this state don't work neither. Man, I've done that. I've gone places, thought that this is going to work out. I go here, get everything perfect, get everything in order, and man, it doesn't work out either, you know. And what's the answer? Acceptance, you know. I got to accept other people and accept myself and let go and let God and get down on my knees and say, God, I forgive me. Yeah, thank you. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Bruce E. The lines are now open for additional comments on paragraph one, page 101, in your Working with Others. It starts with, we meet these conditions every day. Sherry KB.
Patty.
Did I hear Patty? Did I hear Patty?
Lorena H.
Yes, you heard Patty.
I just make sure that I hear Patty, give her a chance to speak up. And then I heard
Lorena W.
Robin H.
Somebody W.
Laureen.
Robin.
W.
Laureen. Robin. Then I heard a Robin. What was the first
Theodora.
Initial of your last name, Robin?
Theodora.
It's H.
Reva G.
H like Henry. And then I heard Theodora. And I heard a male voice. Who was that?
Reva G.
No, don't give up, Paul. Paul, is that you? Paul,
Reva,
star one.
Yes. Reva
Paul,
G.
I got you. Okay, I'm going to go Robin, with Paul. And that's the end of my lineup. That's the end of my lineup, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your willingness and eagerness to share on this very important paragraph. I have Sherry KB, Patty T, Lorraine W, Robin H, Theodora, and Paul A. That's our lineup for that. And that may be the end, but we'll see. We'll see how time goes. Sherry KB, you're first, and then Patty, you stay close.
Good morning, Melanie. Good morning, everybody. It's Sherry KB in Northern California, a very grateful, recovered, compulsive reader. And thanks so much for your service, always, Melanie, and everyone on the line and Team Thursday. Welcome newcomers and welcome all of us home. Welcome home. This paragraph just really speaks to my heart because I know that I have to work. I have to meet conditions every day, not just with what's going on now in the world, but every day. And so that doesn't change. You know, I have been listening to this line for a really long time, and I think a year after it started. And, you know, what I never forgot hearing was this person said, you know, the whole idea of this is to get in the book, work the steps, get unblocked, work, get connected with your higher power, because your full reliance is really on the higher power, not on people, not this meeting, not anything. You can get support from this meeting, support from your fellows, but your full reliance really needs to be on your higher power. So where is my spiritual status? And that's what's really important for me to look at, because, you know, if I am relying on my higher power, and what I learned is that the best gift I can give somebody getting them through the step work is not relying on me, but relying on their higher power. They can do this every day from here on out for the rest of their life. And for me, getting recovered means working the steps, you know, getting unblocked. I've had the food down. I'm connected with my higher power, and my higher power is going to get me through anything. But, you know, I do this every day, and so it's not, you know, I love being on this line, whether I'm just listening or being of service or whatever, or sharing. You know, there's a place that I can go, and I know that my higher power restores me to sanity, but I've got to have that spiritual status in place every day, all the time, no matter what the conditions are, whether it's this or it's going, as I said, to the Greenland ice cap. I just know that my full reliance needs to be on a higher power. I need support from all of you, but my full reliance really needs to be on my higher power. And if this meeting wasn't here, what would I do? I would be continually relying on my higher power. And I hope always this meeting will be here, but, you know, I know that that's where it belongs, and that's what's got to come first for me and the step work and living and working the steps and being in this book and staying recovered. And, you know, thank God for guide. And I pass. Thanks.
Thanks, Sherry KB. Patty T., your 3 minutes are starting now, and then Lorraine W. will come in after you.
Hi, thank you so much, Melanie. It's Patty T. I'm recovering in Southern California, and I'm just so grateful to be here today. you know, this paragraph, I actually have been to the Greenland Ice Cap, if you can believe that, and there's food there. Maybe not when this was written, but there, I found food there. You know, the thing is, I have to meet these conditions every day. I have to work as if my hair is on fire every single day. And I've only learned that over the last almost 2 years since I've been on this line. Because it took me 6.5 years of chronic relapse to understand and concede to my innermost self that I was a compulsive overeater and that I did have the mind of an alcoholic only with food, and that none of that would change unless I had a spiritual breakthrough, a spirit, and found a higher power stronger than my disease and my will. And I have found that through these steps. I found that through the interactions I have with people on this line, and I've been able to take it into my local meetings and apply it in my life in ways that I never could have imagined, So I just want to say that I'm grateful today. I'm grateful for every single one of you. Thank you so much for being here, and God bless. I'll pass.
Thank you, Patty T. Lorraine W., you're next, and then Robin H. will follow you.
Hi, this is Lorraine W., and thank you so much for having this Visions for You meeting. Seeing I am homebound, not willingly, but because we have to be, I am so thrilled to be able to share on this and escape. I didn't go away on escape. If I escaped anywhere, it was on vacation, which created me to eat even more. The escape that I witnessed was my husband would escape when my behavior became so irrational that he just had to leave the house. And that was all because of the food, not because of anything else going on. I mean, the food just made my behavior so difficult to live with that he had to just leave the house for a while and come back. And God has brought me here in this program to witness to other people's recovery and to witness my own recovery. Although at times it's been slow and I've had a couple of relapses, I've remained in program for over 28 years now. And I've been listening to Vision for You for a number of years, and I really appreciate everybody's effort and keeping this up, especially at such a difficult, chaotic time in our lives. And I know that because I have this faith in God, that He'll get us through it. And there's some lessons to be learned through all of this. And unfortunately, it's difficult when people have to die or be ill to get other people to reach out to God and know that He's the only one that will get us through. He is giving the skill to our medical professionals that we will always proceed. And I'm really blessed to be in the program. I love the big book. I love every page of the big book. It has taught me so much in the last 28 years, so much of what I didn't realize about myself, and found out that without my character defects, I could become a better person, and I pass.
Thank you, Lorraine W. Robin H., you're next, and then Theodora. Hi, Robin.
Hi, good morning, Melanie. Good morning, everyone. It's Robin H., gratefully recovering in Boston, Massachusetts. Really grateful and so appreciative of all of you and for this meeting. You know, it's great when everything is in alignment. Life is just so much easier. You know, I woke up this morning, and during my morning prayers, these three questions came into my mind. Who am I? Where am I going? And how can I live the most contributory life? And I didn't need to do much more than finish my prayers and come on the meeting to get my answer, or to get the answers to these questions. And this paragraph answers all of them for me. And I think that also I need to say, having been having right now celebrating one day of abstinence. You know, these meetings, this meeting, this program is a microcosm of life for me. You know, who am I? I am this person who, if I do not meet these conditions every day, knowing that I have the mind of an alcoholic, if I don't meet these conditions, I will pick up. Without question, I know where I will be. Where am I going? You know, it's a decision that I get to make. Either I'm going to live or I'm going to die. Either I'm going to live a life that is free from this obsession of the mind and of the body, free from this disease, and work my program and live in recovery, or I'm going to die. And whether that's a physical death or a spiritual death, to me, it's the same thing. And I do not want to live I don't want to live. I guess it's a living hell. I don't want to live completely trapped. And you know, now feeling, you know, unisolated, you know, home, being home and having been home, and you know, self quarantined for going on over 3 weeks now. You know, I don't have to feel trapped. And in fact, I'm not. I have felt more free than ever before in these past 2 days, coming back to meeting, coming back to program, finding a sponsor. I know where I'm going. I'm going where all of you are going, and I am so grateful and so appreciative of all of your shares. And how can I live the most contributory life? Well, that's kind of a no-brainer right now. How do I do it? Work my recovery and share this program. Because without this program, I would be miserable. And I don't want that. I've got everything that I've ever wanted in my life, and I couldn't see it. And now it's like I'm cleaning off. It's like I cleaned off my glasses, and I can see it. And I can have this feeling. Thank you very much. I can have this feeling every day with all of your support, my higher power support. Thank you so much. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Robin H. Theodora K., you're up now for 3 minutes, and then Paul will follow you.
Theodora. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Theodora. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And for me, this paragraph talks about, and the one before it actually, talks about like being free. And as long as we believe in God and the power of God, then we could be free from this disease and then from everything that we're afraid of. And it's really, and free to go anywhere and to do anything. And that is like, that's basically ultimate freedom. And I really believe in my life that when I'm following this program and I really have a strong belief in God, that this disease is completely lifted from me, like completely. I had experience with I used to smoke, and I asked God to lift it completely from me, like as if I never smoked, and that happened for me. So I also believe that that could happen with the food. And as long as I keep working this program, like yesterday I was working on step two again because I needed a much greater power than what I originally thought. Because as I go along in my life and my life keeps getting better and better, then my higher power needs to be like better and better and stronger and more powerful. But this is a great paragraph because it does remind me of, as long as we stay in fit spiritual condition, then we can do anything, then we can go anywhere, and then we're fully protected in God's care. That's all. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Theodora K. Paul A., your 3 minutes starts now. Star one, Paul A.
Can you hear me now?
I can. There you go.
All right. AirPods weren't working too well. Hey, this is Paul A. I
Recovery in St. Louis. And, you know, reading this, first of all, thank you all for being here, always being here. Early call, late call, second hour is all of it, right? You're a beacon of hope to everyone recovered, recovering, and still decide whether to opt in. But when I read this, I think, earlier callers referenced a page that's probably out of the acceptance is the answer story. Because, you know, what I'm hearing over and over and over here is that I'm not going to be able to help others if I'm not in my own spiritual fit condition. And we said yesterday that a test of that, a measure of that, is in our relationships. And for me, me only, sorry, it comes down to acceptance, right? You know, we talk about a blow to ego, blow to self-esteem, blow to our script, a blow to our perfectionism. And for me, without a doubt, you know, when I'm not accepting others, I just find myself doing 10 steps on the same damn topic. You know, I just spin it a little bit, change the name, change the date, change the event, same freaking root cause. And, you know, I'm grateful to God for giving me the sponsor as a guide to help me through this and help me go deeper. I've heard for over a year now, go deeper, go deeper, go deeper. And I've got a sponsor that was able to readily recognize that. And he and my God are giving me a chance to look past this 10th step and go deeper. Because if I don't, I surely will fall back into the food, whether I'm in Greenland or here in Missouri. You know, I'm scared to death sometimes of the people who talk about 20 years in program before they actually got it, or chronic relapser for 10 years. I don't have 10 or 20 years. I have now, right? And the only way I'm not going to repeat that pattern, right, is to just continue working through this and surrendering, getting stories of strength, hope, and experience here on the call, surrendering to my God and taking guidance from my sponsor to go deeper, right? And maybe then I'll be willing to call myself recovered. Right now, I still feel in recovery, but blessed to have you guys here, blessed to have this program, the framework of the 10th step, and an opportunity every night to take that, an opportunity every night to take that inventory, pray and meditate, ask God for forgiveness and course correction, and repeat again tomorrow. Love you all. Thanks for being here. Thanks for hearing me, moderator, and I pass. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Paul. That's Paul A. There's time for a two-minute share. Who would like to take that?
Ginger C.
Gotcha. Hi, Ginger.
Hey, good morning, Melanie. Thank you so much for your service, and so grateful. You know, the last speaker just said it. We wash, rinse, repeat. Today is a 24-hour period. And that's all we have, this daily reprieve. And if I am practicing this practical program of action, I get to meet these conditions every day. And thank God, because I think so many of us in recovery are more grateful today than ever that we have a message of hope, we have a solution, they're the 12 steps, and that we have an answer. So many people are dying and desperate and not knowing where to go, where to turn, what to do. And we have a way out. So God help me, right? Because I'm undisciplined and I don't do this work. I want to stop and rest on laurels, and I can't afford to stop. I have way too many addictions. Food is one of many, and I don't want to return to any of the lies, any of those effects. And God is everything or God is nothing. And I'll just end, you know, a lot of us feel like this 12-step work, right? Because nothing saves the day and I'm falling apart. Oh my God, what do I do? And one of my favorite AA speakers, I was on a meeting with him last night, and this lady asked this beautiful question, and his answer was so profound. You know, you may not be able to go outside, but you can go within, grow an effective and understanding. How is your 11th step? Are you quieting, and are you going down deep within where that great reality lies? Because with there's power, great power. And again, I like to do it on my terms, my accord.
So I just love that he really hit it hard. You know, the greatest thing we all can be doing, absolutely helping, and especially the one that's eating or drinking or whatever they're dying in. But growing with God now, getting quiet with God, practicing that meditation, that 11th step. So, so grateful to be here. Have a beautiful day. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Ginger C. And that ends the sharing part of our meeting. And we're going to get ready now to finalize the recorded portion by reading page 164 out of the big book. And then we'll go on to the Serenity Prayer and then move straight over into the last part of our meeting. So don't go away. We have 10 more minutes. I'd like to ask Dion R. to please read page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes. Hi. Good morning, Melanie. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hello? Oh, okay. Great, 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 great.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is Dion R., recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you guys for that warm meeting. The big book, our book, is meant to be suggestive only. Sorry, guys. Okay. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right and great. Events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your thoughts to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge this road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. I'll pass.